From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Mary Starkey reading Journey on the Wind by K.L. MacDonald. Now, let's begin at the Columbia River, September 1842. Marlette was awakened by the shouts of the seamen and instantly caught the urgency in their voices. The bark gave a shudder, then surged mightily upward. From habit, she gripped the bunk rails and knew by the violent pitching and agonized creak of timbers they were entering the mouth of the Columbia River. Her mind savored the knowledge that their sea journey was almost over, but the relief was short-lived. The real journey was yet to begin. The challenge to her physical and mental existence during the interminable 8 months at sea had been merely a training ground for the challenges that lay ahead in the wilderness of the vast Oregon country. Unable to remain passively in her bunk, Marlette rolled out and, keeping a steadying hand on the rail, opened the salt-crusted porthole. The sun, already well up, reflected off tremendous jade-green waves, almost blinding her unprepared eyes. Squinting against the glare, she could soon see a jagged spit of black, sea-scoured rocks curving out from the north shore and running parallel from the ship's course. Behind the rocks and across the roiled, sandy, gray-tinged water, so near the color of her unbound hair, she saw a grim, densely forested range of hills. She came away from the porthole and dressed with difficulty as the ship plunged in the vicious cross-currents. Her dress hung pathetically on her tall, painfully thin frame. The tense slash of her mouth, once generous and full, twitched with weary annoyance. Bracing herself before her small mirror, Marlette pulled her limp hair into its usual neat bun.